in English, watenews.com is the vehicle, and that also is the website if you'd like to have a squizzy from time to time. Great to have you with us today, and as always, acknowledging our wonderful producer, Hineani, who puts together this neat array of interesting people to talk with and to hear from. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from John Snook and Rodu Walker and all who preceded them through the course of the morning. Looking forward to our next conversations as well, and predominantly music-based. AJ Penny joining us from Perth, talking about Waiata from Re Kohu, the Chatham Islands, where he was born, and revitalising some of those age-old Waiata. Atarangi is with us today, a Takatāpui Māori interdisciplinary artist, a DJ based here in Tamaki Makaurau, and has been announced as one of the artists performing at the Laneway Festival, which is finally returning to Tamaki Makaurau on Waitangi Day after a four-year hiatus. Atarangi, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei.
Kia ora, how are you?
Yeah, me, yeah, good, thanks. You're an interesting person, I think. Hey, a DJ, a music journalist, and I know ballroom sort of features prominently. Can you share a little about your interactions with ballroom? I'm assuming it's ballroom dancing, is that right?
No, it's not the typical ballroom dancing, as in like the whole things that happen in big buildings with like ballet dancers. I actually don't know what ballroom dancing entails. It's more the underground Vogue scene that started in New York in the 60s and 70s. It made its way over to New Zealand in the early 2010s, pioneered by the Fastwork Arts Collective, mainly by Pacifica Māori trans woman. My interactions with ballroom have been pretty formative in my experience as a Takatāpui person. Coming from like a small town, I guess you don't really get to see other queer people just being like queer people. I'm one of the resident DJs for the Vogue Balls around the country, and also over, I've played a couple in Australia.
Are you a fashionista? Have you got a cool sense of style?
Yeah, I try to. I don't know if it's good, but fashion is subjective at its best time.
Kia ora. Look, we love sounds. It's a neat acknowledgement of your skin in the game, literally, to be performing at the Laneway Festival. So how do you describe what you do? You write music, or you're a sort of underground influencer? How would you describe what you do, Atarangi?
I am a DJ of sorts. How do I explain what I do? I guess like everything I do as a DJ is rooted in decolonization, especially when it comes to the dance floor. Over the past few years, pre-lockdown, it was pretty washed and pretty Pākehā centric. So to come, come out of the underground after lockdown and kind of be a face on stage that people can resonate with in terms of being, you know, a Māori person and being queer and being a reflection of myself onto other people is pretty cool. I basically, my job is just to play other people's music and make it sound good.
That sounds fair enough to me. What have you noted, Atarangi, in changing attitudes? When we think back 10, 20 years, a lot of it was literally underground, forced to be, but there does seem to be a little bit more openness, acceptance, or c'est la vie attitude, from our young people towards the trans community. And I'm pretty sure it's Transgender Awareness Week as well. This week, one of my colleagues was mentioning. So be it, Eho. Have you noticed some changing sort of attitudes, and is that reflected in small town New Zealand where you hail from, of which I know you didn't touch on the town you grew up in, but hey, wider NZ, are we becoming more au fait and accepting of people's different approaches to life?
I grew up in the Hawke's Bay in Napier, and I don't go back there very often just because I feel like I left for a reason and there's nothing calling me back. But every time I go back, it definitely feels like I'm just like a regular queer person. But even the way that I'm accepted by my peers that I went to high school with who weren't really accepting in the past is really cool. And I think in wider Aotearoa, I think the attitudes are really changing. I guess in terms of what I know and what I see, all of my friends are some kind of queer. They're some kind of queer. Most of them are trans. But to me, everything is and always has been pretty normal. But I think wider society is starting to be more accepting, and the rhetoric around especially trans people is slowly changing. It's taking its time, and there's still some stuff that needs to be unlearned and some stuff that needs to be learned when it comes to language and how we refer to trans people, how we talk to trans people, and how we consult with trans people when it comes to trans issues. But yeah, overall, I think the attitudes are changing.
Yeah, as a broadcaster, it's a little bit awkward because you're not quite sure if you are to refer to gender, whether it's he or she or they. These are the little tags. So as a safe road home, I tend to use names, Atalangi. So there we are. Look, you can be whatever you want to be as long as you're happy and as long as you're spreading the love. I've got no issue, and hope many others are similar sort of attitude. But I do note that the use of the term queer would sort of denote something strange or odd or different. Do you think over time that we might even drop that? Because it seems to suggest that you're different, and really what we're trying to think of you is that you're part of us, you're part of our community, you're certainly part of Te Ao Māori. So do you think over time the use of that term might fade?
I think it's hard to tell. I think the word queer has slowly been coined again as an act of reclamation of sorts, because historically it's always been an insulting term. I know that I've had it used against me as a kid a lot. I think the terms when it comes to identity tend to go in a bit of a flux, and they can ebb and flow, and they can go in and out as much as they want, or as much as society feels comfortable with. I'm not too sure. I do think in terms of Te Ao Māori, there's been a really huge surge in the, I wouldn't say reclamation, but the usage of takatāpui over the past few years, which has been really beautiful to see. I know that I only discovered that term like 3 or 4 years ago when I was at university. And I'd like to see that being used a lot more, especially when it comes to referring to Māori queer whānau.
Tēnā koe. I think takatāpui is a good one. What were you studying, Iho?
I did a Bachelor of Communications, majoring in journalism.
Holy heck. Better come out to Wātea for a job, eh? I just, there's a lovely confidence you exude. And, like, I'm here, I'm proud, and I like that, because even though the sounds, the underground sort of description of this DJ life, and I do note that Atarangi is an iconic DJ at the Tamaki Makaurau based queer club night, Nympho. I can't say I've been to Nympho. Should I have been attending? Do you think it's a lot of fun? But you seem like a pretty confident sort of guy, and sometimes people had to keep the side of themselves pretty private, but nowadays it's nice and open. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, I don't know, I mean, coming from Napier, when I moved down to Pōneke before I moved up to Tamaki, and I think I found myself more when I moved up to the bigger smoke. It's been great just being able to exist as a person.
Oh, I like it, mate. You're described as a resident advisor. An advisor to what, Atarangi?
Oh, that's just my artist profile on the resident advisor website. It's it's like an electronic music database.
Cool. And so you're not making your own music? You're playing other people's, but it's your choices, and when you drop them, that make you an interesting entertainer.
Yeah, I'd say interesting is definitely a word to use when it comes to the stuff that I play. Yeah,
and the Laneway Festival's a lot of fun. Have you been there before? It's been out for 4 years for obvious reasons. But to have secured a gig there is testament to your popularity.
Yeah, Laneway is, I think it's my favourite festival in the country. It's always been like the one that I'm always the most excited to see the lineup for. And I didn't really think that it would, at least, and at the time that I booked it, I didn't think it would be a possibility for me, like, in the slightest. And then we got the email, and I was at the gym, and I just went super, super hunnits after I got that email because I was really excited about it.
Get on you.
Yeah, no, it's a crazy booking, and I'm the only local DJ on the lineup as well.
Well, that says something. That says something, doesn't it? Hey, so yeah. People are liking what you're doing. Good on you. Who are your musical influences?
I'd say my biggest influences at the moment are Samara Alofa and Polly Hill, who also just released an album today, which is really beautiful. They're two of my close friends. Kalela from the US. And I'd say, like, in terms of DJs, people like Half Queen, and just basically my friends. I don't know. I find my influences in a lot of places.
And where do you develop your sense of style? Do you design your own clothes as well?
No, I don't. I kind of just, like, will be scrolling on Instagram and see something that I like and try to find a really cheap version of it, because oftentimes it's really, really expensive and I don't have that much money.
Like your honesty, man. Thanks very much. For using the term, man. I'll just check that. Like your honesty, the Atarangi Tenakwe. All the best to you. And fly the flag for our peeps in any forum that you can. E hoa, tenakwe.
Well, thank you.
Thanks very much. Nice meeting you. Ngā mihi.
You too.
Tenakwe Atarangi. Thanks so much. AU 603, Urban Māori Radio.